What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Let's just see. Today on the radio show, well, I'm up in Michigan. I'm in the cabin in Michigan. Jeffrey, how do I sound? Can you tell there are
sound great, Jeff.
There are black bears prowling around outside. The lake just beginning to thaw. Can you you get that sense?
I don't get the voice. I don't get the crisp outdoor sounds and whatnot. But
no,
you sound great.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that's just the attitude. Maybe you got a pep in your step.
Good guy. I do have a little bit of a 13-hour drive. I'll put a pep in your step. Slipped up here just for a little bit to open up the cabin. So I'm up here this week. There's actually no snow, and I haven't seen a bear. Did see the mangiest red fox yesterday, but otherwise just plodding along. Today on the radio show, we have only one guest. Chris Harrington will join us straight up 10 o'clock. He's in the North Country, as it turns out, as well. He's in the Twin Cities, where the Timberwolves are taking advantage of Steph's absence to do a little business. So we'll talk to Chris at 10 o'clock about the Grizzlies. We were counting down the top 9 most valuable Grizzlies, and we stopped when we got, we hadn't touched the last 3 or 4. The top 3 or 4. So we'll revisit that with Chris, as well as talking about what's happening in the playoffs. But other than that, it's just me and Jeffrey and y'all. There's news today. The tariffs with China, Jeffrey, have been cut to 30% for 90 days. And so the stock market is rocketing. I tell you the bad news, but I'm going to tell you the good news too. Good news is the lunacy has been suspended and for a bit. And so the market is returning, not quite to where it was, but it's getting back there, if that's something that you pay attention to. So that's good news. We also got Barbecue Fest, Jeffrey. How's Sweet Cheeks looking this year?
Jeff, we've gotten the pod loaded. There's been some unloading down at Tom Lee Park, but the next 2 days are like the putting together the tent, if you will.
It's not voluntary minicamp.
No, these are mandatory minicamps. This is mandatory
minicamps. This is the fall. This is August. You're installing the offense here. So Sweet Cheeks, 2 years ago, won. What was it? When was the big prize?
It was the last year that the Memphis and May barbecue. Yeah, we only had one. We were number one in pork shoulder.
Number one, that's magnificent. And have you tweaked things? You're not on the cooking team.
No, God, they would not. We have professionals back there.
We got the dueling barbecue fests this week in Memphis. So that is fun as well. So busy week in Memphis, lots of things happening. And there's lots of sports news, including a mysterious tweet or some sort of modern hieroglyphics, as Chris Harrington would say, from PJ Haggerty. We got the NBA draft lottery tonight. We have the first NFL game, Jeffrey. This is very exciting. Yeah. as they're releasing the schedule. We know what the first NFL game will be. We, of course, have all the news from the NBA playoffs, and we will get to that. But I did want to start with the story that I just sort of happened into and I've been following and doesn't have really anything to do with sports, but gladdens my heart. So I want to talk about that briefly. And that is, so in the wake of the Dr. Marie Fagan's debacle, when all that was unfolding, I got a press release about the Central High Jazz Band. And honestly, I had previously been told by a professor at the University of Memphis that the Central High Jazz Band was just awesome. And this guy, Dr. Ollie Liddell, was the conductor, that he was awesome. And that what he did with a not particularly rich program was miraculous. And I tried to get in touch with Ollie Liddell before, but he's so darn busy, he did not get back to me. But then I got this press release saying that the jazz band had qualified for some contest or whatever. And so I said, you know what? There's so much negativity being heaped on the Memphis school system. And let's be honest, around that particular issue, it was deserved. But let's see if there's something upbeat that I could write about. And so I went and I visited Ollie Liddell and I visited this jazz band. And they're sensational. They're sensational. It's just fun being in the band room with them. And they're terrific at what they do. And this is a program that operates with, you know, when I visited him, a marimba is a percussion instrument, Jeffrey, you may know that. And he had this big ball of yarn because he was making a new marimba head cover because they're expensive to buy. And he told me that he gets there at roughly 7 a.m. and stays till 7 p.m. because kids need a place to practice. And a lot of these kids live in apartments or
sure.
Rental houses where they can't be
really
playing their trumpet.
Yeah.
You know, it can't be. Yeah. And they don't have private lessons, almost any of them. You know, he gives the lessons to the extent that they have them. And it's just incredibly inspiring. And they had been one of 30 jazz bands to be selected to compete in the essentially Ellington contest, which is sort of the, we'll call it the Super Bowl of high school jazz band contests at the Lincoln Center in New York. Bands from all over the country and all over the world send in tapes and compete to be chosen. And they were one of the 30 to be chosen. And he'd actually put up a little GoFundMe, hoping to, how are we going to pay for this? And so I wrote about it, and I don't really do this very often because I don't think it's, you know, I could do this every day with a worthy cause and a GoFundMe, but I did say, let's see if we can get them to the $30,000 that they needed. And incredibly, Memphians within 3 days had blown through the $30,000 and had gotten to $50,000, where I think he stopped it. And it was just unbelievable. So last week, as they were in, I knew they were preparing to go to New York. I knew that was the week. I did text or call him, and he called me back literally from Broadway. Now, mind you, this is a guy who has a PhD in jazz, in music, and he had never been to New York City. Ollie Liddell had never been to New York City. Think about the privileged life some of us have lived. He'd never been to New York City, and he's in the world of music. And he called me from Times Square, and we're here. And he basically just wanted to say thanks. And he said, listen, when we take the stage Thursday, I'm going to say a word of thanks to the city of Memphis too. And so they competed Thursday. Then the 30 bands competed to get winnowed down to 10. And my God, they made it. They made the cut to make 10, to be one of 10. So then Saturday, the 10 bands competed. And I was actually driving up here and we were listening. Claire and I were listening to this on, it was live streamed. And I swear to God, I'm a sap, but I was tearing up as they were playing. They are so good and they play with such spirit and they are such a reflection of the city from whence they come that it just... We hear so much about kids in Memphis schools, kids, thugs. You know, I mean, And the truth of the matter is, this was, given an opportunity and leadership, what people are capable of is just extraordinary. And they had the opportunity, and they had in Ali Liddell just incredible leadership. And here they were. It was unbelievable. And the crowd, like everyone, there's a band from Barcelona, and there's a band from, you know, there's bands from California. There was a band from Japan, and they all got ovations. But the Memphis band just totally brought down the house. So anyway, so they have they make the final 10, and they perform Saturday, and like, this is fantastic. Good for them. My God, incredible for a Memphis high school band. And so then they're in the final three, and this is at the Metropolitan Opera Sunday. Now, the truth of the matter is when they judge the final 10 and winnow it down to three, the judges also actually pick the one that will be the winner. They just don't reveal it yet. And so they have the three finalists play at the Met on Sunday in a concert along with the jazz band from the Lincoln Center and other whatever. So it's this big concert, and it's really a showcase for the top three, but they're not separately being judged. The judging has already been done. But when the concert's over, they reveal the third place, second place, and first place band. And the third place band was an arts academy. And so many of these are specialized arts academies. The third place was a specialized arts academy from Florida. And the second place was the jazz band from Barcelona. And first place was your Central High Warriors jazz band winning the essentially Ellington contest. And it was sensational. It's funny. I talked to one of the moms afterwards. They were walking down Broadway back to the hotel. And she said people would see their green ties. If you go to the Daily Memphian, I've written stories about all this, and you can see photos of them, and they're wearing Central High green ties. The girls in the, there's only two, I think, girls in the band. There's 28 members in the jazz band. Only 24 could make the trip. There's two girls, I think. They're wearing green dresses, and the guys are wearing green ties, and they look spectacular, and they're walking down the street, and they were getting spontaneous applause from New Yorkers on the street as they were walking back to their hotel. And it was just, again, like, I'm a sap, and so I like Hoosiers, you know, I like Hoosiers, and this is Hoosiers with saxophones, you know, that's what this is. This is the boys in the boat with swing. This is, and I like Memphis, and I love Memphis, and I guess it is important as Memphians that we acknowledge and we grapple with the significant daily challenges facing the city. They're significant, they're serious, they have to be grappled with, and therefore they have to be publicized. But I will say that there's another radio station, for example, that glories in trumpeting and blowing up and putting a spotlight on every single shooting that happens. And I just wish people would give equal time to the promise that Memphians have and that Memphis kids have. Don't ignore the bad stuff. No reason to ignore the bad stuff. But my God, let's celebrate the good stuff when there is a chance to celebrate the good stuff. It is funny. This band, it reminds me of the Memphis Tiger basketball team. This band is going to be met at the airport today. Now, mind you, you can't go out to the, you know, they're flying commercial.
Right.
You can't go meet them on the tarmac or whatever. You can meet them. They're being met at the flight lands at 2:00. It's a Southwest flight from Nashville. And they're being met just in the, you know, where you go through security, where they emerge from security. The lobby of the place. And I, you know, mostly it'll be the central community and parents and whatnot. But that's happening today. And then they have their, people are asking, well, my God, when can we get this band and have them play a concert at the Shell? And wouldn't that be great? They do have the spring concert, the central spring concert tomorrow night, which has everybody. It's got their choirs and their concert band and whatever. And by the way, Ollie Liddell, in addition to presiding over the jazz band, presides over the marching band and the concert band. And he took the program from roughly 80 to roughly 176. And I think those were the numbers he told me when he started a dozen years ago. And so it's just been so much fun to be able to follow this story, you know, from its inception and to see where it turned out. You know, they didn't just make the Final Four. They won the whole darn thing. And it is interesting. This is ostensibly a sports show, and we'll get to talking about sports. But it is like you can grow up and have a talent to put a ball in a basket, or you can grow up and have a talent to play a saxophone or a trombone, and to be really magnificently good at either requires incredible skill, and it requires incredible hours and hours and hours of practice and dedication, and devoting yourself to the task. And it just so happens that we as a society celebrate and pay tens and tens and tens and hundreds of millions of dollars to the people who do that, the skill of putting a basket in a hoop. And we don't do it for the people who have the skill of playing a saxophone or a trombone. So it's nice to see when we get to celebrate them as well. I did think if you go to the comments to my story, someone has,
Pat Noor.
Pat Noor. Pat Noor has put up tweeted out. You can look up Pat Noor on Twitter as well. He's tweeted out the Saturday performance, video of the Saturday performance. And you can probably find it anyway if you just Google it. Essentially Ellington, YouTube, Central Band, etc. The Saturday performance is great. And so just for fun, I told Jeffrey to call it up and start the last number they played. And these aren't numbers. It's jazz. My God, what do we know? is jazz your sweet spot, Jeffrey?
It is not, Jeff.
Yeah, no, but I'm just going to let you listen to the Central High Band for a minute before we get back to our regularly scheduling program. It's the best band in the land, ladies and gentlemen. Heck, it is the best high school jazz band in the world. And here's a minute or two.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we'll take a break. Jeffrey, We'll take a break. That's the Central High Jazz Band. You can find the full performance on YouTube, or if you go to Patton Orr's Twitter account, you can watch the full performance. It really kicks. So we'll take a break. Back in a moment to resume our regularly scheduled programming. It is Monday on the Jeff Cockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So we did have, in the world of sports, we did have breaking NFL news, I guess, this morning, Jeffrey. And what struck me about it, well, here's the news was Adam Schefter revealed that the first game of the NFL season would be the Philadelphia Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, now Schefter, as you had earlier pointed out, when during the draft itself, they announced the date of the schedule reveal, that was itself a small scoop taken from Schefter, because he normally gets to announce the date of the schedule reveal. And of course, the schedule, it comes out in stages now, right? And it is amazing to me. This has never been one of the stories that I obsess upon, because I already know who all these teams are going to play. It's just, you're going to play them when you play them.
Right.
I'm the same way with the Memphis Tiger, you know, when they announce their conference basketball schedule.
Yeah. Like, we know who playing and where they're playing, but we don't know the date.
Yeah, it's just – and if you have season tickets and you need to plan around it, I get it. But anyway, so – but what was interesting to me was I was listening to – on Sportsmanlike, the show that precedes mine, and this one. And their reaction to that game was universally meh, wrong team chosen. And it because they don't think much of the Dallas Cowboys. And they were like, should have been Detroit. Philadelphia plays Detroit this year. Should have been Detroit. So is it a what do you think of our opener? Obviously, it was going to involve the Eagles as the Super Bowl champions. What do you think of our opener? And what do we think of the Cowboys?
So to me, the opener itself, well, duh, I mean, the Cowboys are still pretty much universally the most watched team, and the Eagles play them twice a year. They're going to get a home game. This was not surprising to me to open up the season with the, because you know the Eagles are going to open up the Thursday night game. That's how it works. This was not surprising to me. I mean, I think the Cowboys are interesting in the sense of they're trying to kind of, I guess, to like stay relevant, but they're trying to kind of stay relevant cheaply. Like, are they actually going to be able to thread that needle? I mean, there's been, I saw Warren Sharp made the point that like George Pickens' best skill is vertical routes. And contrary to popular belief, like that's actually Dak's best throw. It's like throws to the outside that are deep. I mean, it's still, to me, it's fascinating to see George Pickens is going to be in a contract year. Like, he's basically saying, like, I'm not signing, and we're going to have a volatile receiver with a quarterback that locks onto another receiver in CeeDee Lamb. But I don't know. Like, I guess my reaction to me is, like, what were y'all expecting?
I guess, let's start with you started with the duh. The Cowboys, there is this perception, I think, but, or at least the unsportsmanlike crew's perception seemed to reflect this idea that the Cowboys are not, in fact, a compelling watch anymore, that people don't want to watch the Cowboys, that they would much rather watch, for example, the Lions, or honestly, the Eagles play the Bears this year, that they'd much rather watch the Bears. I think you can, if you are a totally committed, devout follower of all NFL teams, it may be more intriguing to you to watch the Bears this year. New offense, year two of Caleb, got new weapons, like all of that. But let's be honest, Americans still want to watch the Cowboys more than they want to watch the Bears.
Okay,
here's the other, true.
Yes, I totally agree, and the numbers bear it out. They only had. So you know you're gonna get, here are the options: Cowboys, Giants, Commanders. Honestly, like if you wanted to make a case that the Commanders would have been more interesting than the Cowboys, I'm fine with that. But there is also, as high as I am on Jaden Daniels, we have seen quarterbacks come out, have good rookie years, and struggle their second year. Like, let's see him prove it again. The Giants, nobody needs to see that on opening night.
No one wants to see the Giants on opening night. I think the Commanders, I guess I would say this. The Commanders clearly have more sizzle, right? They're a hotter team. They will be projected to finish higher. But I don't know that more people watch them.
Well, like, on top of that, we did see that as the NFC Championship game. Did that look competitive to you?
Right. Is Dak a top 10 quarterback?
It gets really muddy after, like, I think we have four clear.
We have four clearly elite guys. Mahomes, Josh.
Burrow and Lamar.
And you're not willing to put the rookie in there?
Not yet. No, because it's the same thing I was with CJ Stroud last year. I fundamentally believe in both of them, but to sit there and go, I'm just going to see one season, like, defenses do have like an entire year.
Okay, but you're putting them. You are putting them ahead of Dak.
Yes, I'd rather have. Yes.
Okay. So are we putting CJ Stroud ahead of Dak?
I would take him ahead of Dak.
Okay. So Stroud, Herbert,
ahead of Dak.
Yeah. So now we're up to without really trying. 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I take Hurts.
7. Jalen. Yeah, absolutely. That's 8. You got it at this point. Been to 2 Super Bowls. Got the title. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'd take Goff and Baker, and I'd take Stafford.
That gets you to 11. Goff, Baker, and Stafford. Wouldn't you say he's in that tier?
Probably. I think he's at the back part of that tier.
Is it? And are we missing someone obvious? Because I didn't plan on doing this. I don't have all my lists in front of me. It's funny how Trevor is no longer here. Is it?
I mean, you start to get into this muddy area of like, what are you doing with Caleb? What are you doing with Drake May? What are you doing with?
No, not yet.
I'm trying to make sure I want to make sure I haven't missed anyone obvious.
I'd rather have them as quarterbacks.
Right? No, that's not your question, though.
That's not the question, right?
Trevor.
Right. It's funny he doesn't. It's funny he's no longer there. You know,
Kyler.
He's sort of in that. You know,
Purdy.
Isn't that an interesting one?
Gino?
What do you do with that? What do you do with Purdy?
I mean, they're about
to... saying Mahomes, Josh, Burrow, Lamar, Daniel, Stroud, Herbert, and Jalen Hurt. Is Purdy's there? In there?
I mean, I think Purdy, like, that's my whole point is, like,
that
when you
get a nine.
I think, like...
And then there's the Goff Baker.
Like, 8 through 15, to me, gets kind of muddy. It's kind of beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
You can win a Super Bowl with any of them, though, right?
Well, I mean, like, Jordan Love, like... Jordan,
Love's Jordan
kinda,
Love.
Jordan
Love,
though, would be kind of my point, though, to Daniels. While it's not like a complete apples to apples, but he had,
he fell off.
You know, like I almost need to see, like, you know, close to 30 to 35 starts before we really start to get a grasp of what you are.
All right. So that was that news. It's going to be Eagles and Cowboys. We just have a few months, people. Just a few months before we get to that. Just hang on. Hang on tight. We'll make it.
Well, we'll also have this week, they'll start leaking out the big... They'll leak out the holiday games, the special games, the overseas games. They'll start leaking that out. And then there's nothing better than getting to, like, Thursday and you've already got the whole schedule, and then they announce it.
All right. It is NBA lottery tonight, the Cooper Flag lottery tonight. And there's, you know, it's considered some very other very good players. I don't think it's because Cooper Flag has been so overwhelmingly the focus of the lottery. But if you're top four, you got Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey there. And Edgecombe is the other one. VJ Edgecombe, I think, is the one who people talk about as being in the top four. Grizzlies not in the lottery. Grizzlies could have been in the lottery.
Are they going to announce the Grizzlies and then say, well, that pick will go to Washington? Like, are the Grizzlies going to technically be the graphic? I think that's the case.
Will they be? So
I think technically, like, the Grizzlies will be the graphic. Who knows? If
call up the numbers in front of you. Now, if
the
if,
odds, if, is that what you're asking for?
Yeah.
Okay.
If the Grizzlies had lost that game, Dallas has a 1.8%.
Never mind. The Grizzlies aren't even in the
Eagles. Right. Yeah, it's Dallas, yeah. Right? So they're not in it because they made it. They ultimately made the playoffs, and so it's not in it. Dallas, that's why I was a little confused. Dallas,
I'm sorry. That's on me.
Dallas is at 1.8%. So if Memphis had lost the play-in game, they would be where Dallas is.
No, they would have been where Atlanta is.
No? Atlanta,
because
is?
It's based on record. It's where you get knocked out, but record.
Okay, all right, that's fine. So Dallas is at 1.8 and 8.5. Atlanta's pick, of course, goes to the Spurs. The Spurs have Atlanta's pick, and so if you're looking at things that we want or don't want, right? There's a lot of things that are. There's a lot of danger tonight. The worst, I think, we can agree, would be the Spurs. They've got their own. They've got Atlanta. That totals 6.7% chance that they will end up with Cooper Flag. How you feeling about that? Is that something you're worried about?
Worried is... I agree with you. It's the worst case scenario. I still would be pretty surprised if it winds up happening.
Last year's top four, they picked the top four in the lottery. That's how they do it. The teams, the top four, were the teams with the 10th, the 2nd, the 9th, and the 5th most odds. Since they've flattened the odds, so if you're the worst team in the league, you got a 14% chance of getting the best pick since they've flattened the odds. And since they started doing that in 2019, now there's three teams. It's Utah, Washington, and Charlotte have the 14% chance.
Right.
But since they've started this new system, the team with the absolute worst record in the league has never gotten the number one pick. We shall see.
By the way, we've done a good job combating tanking then.
We have done a good job combating tanking. No, yes and no. I mean,
no, I was being sarcastic.
Oh, right. You still had a lot of tanking.
Yeah. We had a lot of tanking.
Because you want to increase your odds. You by tanking, you're doing two things. You're making sure you get the 14% chance, which Utah, Washington, and Charlotte all have. And you're limiting how far you can fall, right? I mean, Utah
cannot be worse than the 5th pick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You can have all four picks can be picked.
Right, but I'm saying that Utah cannot fall below 5.
That's 5.
Washington cannot fall below 6.
That's right.
That's and then exactly Charlotte right. can't fall below 7.
So you limit how far you can fall, and you increase your chances, and so people still tank because rosters matter. So that is a bad thing that could happen. The Spurs with a 6.7 chance of getting Cooper Flagg. And that would be cataclysmic, right? For the West and for the league, honestly.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, I seriously don't root for Wembanyama to have health problems. Like, we joke about the health stuff, whatever, and I want him to be healthy. But that would be the only circumstance under which it wouldn't feel like they would emerge as the dominant team of the next decade if they got Cooper Flagg and they already had Wemby.
Yeah.
So that would be a bad thing. Another bad thing that could happen would be that Oklahoma City could get the Sixers pick. Yes, that Oklahoma City team that just disemboweled the Grizzlies could get the Sixers pick. The Sixers now have the 5th best odds, and they have a 10.5% chance of getting Cooper Flagg. That would be interesting. Would you hate it for the Sixers? Would you hate it? Would you feel resentful if the Sixers ended up?
No, I'm very clear on this. Just get him to the East.
Just get him to the East. And I don't mind that. I think that fan base actually has suffered a fair bit. You know, now they've had the Eagles to cheer on, and they've had other things that make them happy. But I think they have, with the process and the, you know, whatever, and then disrupting it and having to suffer through the Ben Simmons thing. Like, they've had a lot of junk. Harden has been, the whole thing.
Well, Embiid can't stay healthy. Yeah.
Embiid staying healthy. I wouldn't resent them getting Cooper Flagg. But if they stay at 5th, they keep the pick. If they drop one slot to 6th, they keep the pick. But if they are jumped by 2 teams, that pick, so the 7th pick in the
it's top 6 protected.
Yeah, could well go to OKC. So that would be a bad thing that would happen. That could happen. Another bad thing that could happen, like Utah getting him, that would obviously help Utah, and that wouldn't be good because he'd be in the West. But it wouldn't feel like they're building a Death Star, right? Yeah.
If the choice is, would I rather Utah or San Antonio have it? Utah 10 times out of 10. Yes.
Or Utah or Oklahoma City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Houston has the Suns pick.
So they're they have the 9th best odds.
That's another bad thing that could happen. Exactly. So they have a 3.8% chance of getting Cooper Flagg. That would be disastrous, right?
It's
disastrous.
Doesn't it feel like, though, if Houston were to wind up, it feels like Houston wants to make a play at Giannis.
Yes. Well, it's possible, though. So then they have a 17.3% chance of being in the top 4. It feels like if you're Houston and you get the number 1 pick, you draft Cooper Flagg and you keep him, and you don't include him in a trade for Giannis.
Yeah,
I hate to say it.
I would agree with you.
You don't. Because you've got him cheap for a while.
What we are seeing in this collective bargaining agreement, what we are seeing is the biggest value you can have is a good player on a rookie contract.
Right. I think for Houston, I think if they stay put or drift down at all, that feels 100% like a pick that would be included in a package for Giannis or Durant or whoever else, right? That would be...
Whatever they're going to do this offseason, it feels like they're
trying. It just becomes a chip.
Yeah.
What will be trickier is, because they could drop, they could jump into the top 4, but not be number 1. And again, you got some really talented players there. I don't know, even then, it may just be an asset that you use. I guess it would be an asset. If you can get Giannis... you go get Giannis, and you sacrifice that pick. And so maybe they would do that. But those are in terms of the bad things that could happen, those are the ones that stand out. In terms of teams that I would like to see him go to, Washington, they've suffered a long time, right?
I'm very clear on this. Give me Washington, Charlotte, Philly. Like, I'm fine. Just get him to the East.
Yeah, but now we're choosing between Eastern teams. I think, how could you begrudge Charlotte, right? Charlotte's been pathetic for forever. And obviously he's a Dookie, so he'd be right there in Carolina. Like, I think Charlotte would be a fine place for him to go. I think Washington would be a fine. Any of those. I'm with you. But if I were to get to pick, if I get to direct him to a certain team, I think I might send him to Washington.
I'll follow that.
Like, when did they have a last? When is the last star?
I mean,
Bradley Beal.
I was going to say, do you count John Wall?
Do you even count John Wall, Bradley? Like, they've had that level of star. So I don't mind the Washington one at all. Do you? Didn't they have Paul Pierce in the lottery?
Didn't they have Paul Pierce for a hot second?
Well, they had Jordan for a hot second.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you wish the Grizzlies were in the lottery? And I mean that in two ways. One is, clearly it would be fun, right? It would be fun. We could talk about the draft. It would be fun. We'd literally be talking about what would be their chances if they had Atlanta's pick?
A 0.7% chance.
Does it say what the chances being in the top four would have been?
Top four would have been 1.5, 3.4, 4.4.
We're doing some math here. Not nothing. So,
I'm sorry, 3.4.
Do you believe, in retrospect, they would have been better off losing to Dallas?
I mean, I think only in the sense of when you start to game out how this summer works, like how the mechanisms that they have to improve, it is at least something versus nothing. So if you're talking about the roster itself, yes.
How about just in terms, in retrospect now, the ignominy of how they lost to Oklahoma City?
I mean, I still think it was a fun night for everyone that went down on Friday night to watch them beat the Mavericks.
That was a fun night. That was a fun night.
You know what I mean? Like, and I value those. And, I mean, the Thunder series, it was Game 3 was going to be fun, and then it wasn't.
Game 3 was a lot of fun. Game 3 was going to be a win.
Yes.
Game 3 was unquestionably going to be a win. Okay. The other news then, that's the lottery. I miss it. I like the lottery. And I like the draft season. I like draft season. I lament the fact that we are going to go through draft season without really thinking about who the Grizzlies could draft. I mean, they have second round picks, and that's all fine. But it's too far. You can't sit there and say, I wonder who they could pick in the second round.
Right.
We had never heard of Jalen Wells.
Yeah.
Before he was drafted, we had heard of Cam Spencer. We had never heard of Jalen Wells before he was drafted. It kind of destroys draft season. That's the way it goes. The news, which you're alluding to, from Shams was that Giannis is open. He's open-minded, Jeffrey.
Yes,
I'm open-minded myself.
Mm-hmm.
He's open-minded about, leaving the Bucks and Chris talked about this. When you are trading Giannis, the first thing you do is you go to Giannis and say, would you like to be traded? And then any team you would trade him to. It is kind of interesting. Like Dame Lillard trade him to what stature do you have to have in order to direct where you are traded?
Is it as simple as he won them a title? Like in the end, Dame was a good player, but he didn't get him a title. Like in the end, is that the difference?
Because they have to send Giannis to the team that he picks, right?
I mean, I think you should say, give me a list and can we work off the list?
It would be much better if he would say, I'm comfortable going to these three teams.
Right.
And so therefore you can pit them against each other. But what if he just says, listen, there's only one team I want to go to. I want to go to Houston. I'm going to be unhappy if you don't send me to Houston. Make it happen. I think you have to do it.
Yeah, I think though with Houston, you can probably make it work.
I'm just worried when you get a
team like Miami where Riley's just going to try and fleece.
Oh, if he says, I do think if he says you have to send me to the Lakers, right? And there's literally no way of getting him to the Lakers with anything remotely resembling an appropriate package. There is a level of shamefulness here, right? You can't, no. And then Milwaukee is fine to balk and say, we will not do that.
Right.
I think. And same thing with Miami. If you go to Miami and they're saying, we'll give you Tyler Herro in a second, you know?
Right.
Like, I mean, no. It's a weird thing because you are saying, we will trade you where you want to go, but they have to come up with an offer that is credible. You're not going to necessarily get quote unquote full value, but you have to come up with a credible offer for Giannis for it to happen. And then we will send you to where you want to go. But it's got to be credible. But all that's a little squishy. What's credible?
Right. I mean, so the problem that I always have with these hypotheticals is like when everyone's like, well, what if they do this? What if they do that? It's like, well, you need to know, like, is there going to be a market? I would presume Giannis is going to probably try to. I'm of the opinion that both of these parties are trying to do the best by the other.
I think that's right. I think Giannis doesn't seem unreasonable, and I think the Bucks don't seem particularly correct. Unreasonable. So I think that is correct. We'll get to the various series here later on when we talk to Chris Harrington. There was some other NBA-related news, and it's from Sam Hardiman at the Daily Memphian. You know, we continue to look for breadcrumbs, reading the tea leaves, whatever metaphor you want to use, in terms of progress on this lease. If the Grizzlies' lease runs out in 2029, we know they've set aside the money for the improvements, but it is getting to be time, particularly if they're going to be spending money now, which they are. Now they're spending money, and they're actually spending part of this $550 million. But what they're saying is, it's work that had to be done anyway under the old lease. So you can go ahead and spend the money, even though we don't have another lease yet. At some point, the city's going to say, we don't really want to be spending this money, which we have here, until we know we have a lease, right? Until we actually have a lease. And so we're looking for signs that the lease might exist, be signed, whatever, at some point. And Sam Hardiman had the story that there is now an architect, at the very least, for the proposed $550 million in FedEx Forum renovations. It is going to be, let's see, they voted to allocate $2 million to Kansas City-based Populous Architects, a firm that has done work on stadium renovations around the country and did some early work on the Memphis NBA renovation. It is for the $2 million is for early design is what it is for. And so I guess that's good, Jeffrey, right? I mean, we continue to just hope that we can move towards getting this thing and nailing it down.
Yeah, I think. No, I guess they used Ellerbe. Yeah, I was like, I thought Populous, the predecessor of Populous, did the forum in general, but
he said that Populous has worked on
Populous did pretty much the biggest one in the country.
Populous did the Memphis Sports and Events Center, you know, over there at the fairgrounds. They did that. Populous did that. I don't know who did the Liberty Bowl.
Do you know I thought Liberty Populous did as well.
But you're not. Yeah, right. Anyway, so there you go. We had that news as well. All right. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington coming up next. We do have a whole lot of other things to get into. Before then, I will tell you that if you are, you know, we got a world-class jazz band in town, it turns out. We got a world-class clothing store as well, and it is O'Call. I've been in there a couple times in the last little bit. I realized 2 weeks ago, it's spring, it's summer, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, we got both barbecue fests this weekend. You're going to want to be looking good. I mean, we had the River Musical Festival. Wherever you're headed, whether it's to the beach or to a barbecue fest or to your backyard, you'll want to do that. You might realize, as I did, that your spring and summer wardrobe is looking a little bit, needs a little perking up. So I went in there and I got, two pairs of shorts, Peter Millar. They look great. And I was told, listen, if you get the light color, it makes your shirt pop. That's what if you look at the PGA Tour guys, their colorful shirts pop because they're wearing the light color shorts. See, that's the kind of expertise that wouldn't have occurred to me. I got two pairs of Brax slacks, most comfortable, best looking pants I've ever worn in my life. I'm a total devotee to those. I got two polos. Look great, comfortable, sport, you know, the performance material, Jeffrey, because I'm performance. No, because I like to be cool. Gets bloody hot. And so you like to have something that looks good and feels breezy and wonderful. And then Paul suggested I get this, it's sort of a late afternoon at the pool or the beach throw thing. It's got a little hoodie, long sleeve, but made of that. It looks spectacular. It is literally, I was a little skeptical. Again, that's the thing. They know better than me. And then I found I was wearing it all weekend. So listen, get yourself to Oak Hall. This sport coats look spectacular too. I walked through the sports coat section and I just like, oh, I'd like that. Ah, oh, I'd like that. That's beautiful. I'd like that. I got a bunch of weddings come up. Maybe I'll go back for a new sports coat as well. It's a world-class clothing store right here in Memphis, Tennessee. It is Oak Hall. Back in a moment with Chris Harrington, Steph Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.